The Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, the first makor that you have in front of you, tells us that before Adam was created, Hashem consulted the Malachim, who were created on the second day. In case we weren't aware of that, Malachim were created on the second day. Hashem consulted the Malachim to see whether or not it was a good idea to create man. Hashem knew that both Tzadikim and Rishayim would come from him, and that people can be pure evil. People can be pure evil, whether they're born pure evil or whether they become pure evil. But he only revealed to the Malachim that Tzadikim will come from him. Nevertheless, the Chazal tell us that Nasu Malachi Ashares Kitim Kitim V'Chaburos Chaburos. So the word Kita, class, groups. Nevertheless, the Malachim were put into groups and they made Chaburas of themselves. So some said, create man, and others advise not to. The next step is that the Midos of Chesed and Emes met. As the Pasuk tells us in Tehillim, Perek Pehei, Kapitel Pehei, again, many of the stuff you have in front of you, and some of the stuff you don't, Chesed ve'emes nifgashu, the midos of Chesed and Emes, the midos of kindness and truth met, Tzedek v'shalom nashaku, that Tzedek and Shalom, justice and peace, kissed. Chesed said, create him, because man will be gomel chasadim, man's going to do Chesed. Emes said, don't create him, because he's full of sheker. Emes knew that the opposite of Emes, and many times a person will resort to sheker in order just to save himself. Emes knew about sheker. Tzedek and Shalom also convened. And when they convened, Tzedek said, create man, because he'll perform acts of righteousness. And Shalom said, don't create man, because all he's going to do is argue and fight. Comes the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. And the Mishnah in Sanhedrin tells us, I don't know if you have it in front of you, I guess not. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin tells us, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey, even more of a reason to get it down. The Mishnah implies that since Hashem wanted to create man in a world of conflict over the right of his existence, it's as if man has two pockets. It's as if at every moment in the world, at every point in time, man is walking around with two pockets, each with a note inside of it. One note says, Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam, the entire world was made for me, for my purpose. And the other note says, Anochi Afar Va'efer. In fact, most interesting is that this is a fulfillment not too long from the creation of the world. We're going to have this in next week's Parsha, where we're told, Vayan Avraham Vayomar, the second of your Mekoros, Hine Noho Altil Daber Alado Noi. The Anochi Afar Va'efer. Avram, the first Jew, Avraham, the first Jew recognizes that part of who he is Afar Va'efer. Even before he says, even before any man says, Bishvili Nivra Olam, the first Jew says, Anochi Afar Va'efer. That's actually a fascinating point, that because you would say a man has two pockets, so it could be that it's 50-50, but it's not here. The first Jew who represents all of us, join us, represents, you can come on my side, you can sit on that side, represents all of us, before he even says, Bishvili Nivra Olam, he's humble enough to say, Anochi Afar Va'efer, that I am but dust and ashes. Most interesting, even more interesting than Avram the first Jew saying, Anochi Afar Va'efer, another layer of this, to take this a step further, is that you see in here, Histakel be'oraisa u'bara alma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked in the Torah, and this is where the title of creation of the world through the prism of Torah comes from. Hashem looked at the Torah and created the world. Not that He created the world and then made the Torah. Torah, the Torah is a blueprint for the world. Hashem looked at the Torah and created the world. Since, and that's where, what I just said a minute ago, and that's where we see Avram utters these exact words in Parshas Vayera, Anochi Afar Va'efer. This back and forth with Malachim sent man a crucial message to strike a healthy balance between healthy self-worth and genuine humility. The final exchange, because there's a back and forth and eventually they need to decide what to do. They need to make a decision. The final exchange between Hashem and the Malachim went as follows. The Malachim challenge Hashem. Before even agreeing on anything, the Malachim challenge Hashem with the pasuk from Tehillim in Perek Ches. We began with a very different pasuk of Tehillim. Everyone's getting along, Nashaku, and that they met Nifgashu and Nashaku. But the pasuk in Tehillim in Kapitel Ches, Perek Ches, pasuk Kei tells us, Ma enosh ki siskerenu, uven adam ki sifkedenu. Who is man that he should be remembered? And Sifkod is also remembered. Vashem pakad esara kasher amar, Parshas Vayera, the second half of Parshas Vayera that we read the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Yitzchak is born. So, who is man that he should be remembered? Man will live a troubled life. He's going to live not only a life of trouble, he's going to live a failed life. He's going to have failure after failure. And that will end in the grave. After 120 years, that's going to end in the grave. So Hashem responds quickly, I've already created everything on earth for the purpose of sustaining man. Hashem comes to our defense more than the Midos do. We began with Chesed and Emes. We began with Emes recognizing that the opposite of Emes, the flip side of the same coin, is Sheker. And not only that, but that nine times out of ten is a little extreme, but let's say 6 times out of 10, it's not exactly 50-50. 60-40, a man's going to trip up. We are our successes because of our failures. I'm not going to go any further into this because this is a Rav Dovi Tish later in the year. Either the Rav Dovi Shabbaton post Chanukah or after Chanukah, the second half of Choref, or some other time, a Musar or something. So I'm not going to go further into this because there is a lot more Torah and some non-Torah to share, some psychological insights, other insights to share. So I don't want to ruin my own delicious Musar. But I will say that 6 times out of 10, 7 times out of 10, we do fail. That's, if you'll excuse me for a second to say, the greatest athletes, without mentioning names, but the greatest athletes in every sport have said this. I've failed so many times, and that's why I've succeeded. And, you know, the biggest executives in corporate America or Canada or anywhere else say, I am who I am because of my failures. Hashem, though, comes to our defense more than just the midos of Emes and Sheker and Tzedek and Shalom. Hashem says, again, I've already created everything on earth for the purpose of sustaining man, so I have to create man. Therefore, I must now create man himself. This is the mashal, and this is just a great mashal. It's a mashal of a king who has a palace with everything. He's got a mansion, so the outside looks beautiful, a beautiful edifice, and then inside he has a lot of furniture. The only thing he's missing are guests. He can't host anyone. He's even got the potato kugel. I don't think kings are serving potato kugel, but he's got the caviar, he's got the sushi, he's got the steak, he's got everything you could ever imagine. But I'd like to take this a step further, because it's not just in the world you can give this mashal. But this is 5,000 years of Torah history, not just 5,000 years of history. So what's the mashal or nimshal? What's the extended mashal? The mitzvah that we did only a few weeks ago, Yeshiva B'Sukkah. There's Binyan Sukkah, Eli, there's Binyan Sukkah. Build the Sukkah to all its specifications. And then you have Yeshiva B'Sukkah, yeah. But where's the Achila and Shena B'Sukkah going to come? Where's it going to come from? You need people. If all you have is a house, but you have no one in it, so you don't have a mitzvah of achnasas archim, you don't have a mitzvah of yeshiva besukkah, you don't have a mitzvah of achila besukkah, of shena besukkah, you have nothing. A house without anyone. I'm reminded just, when was it? It was very recent. Oh, I know when. Over Sukkot. I was by some family, so one of the people who joined us either at night or the first night Sukkot or the first day lunch had mentioned that they're friends, and they just mentioned one person, but you can just think there are so many people like this who, once the pandemic hit and then people couldn't get in, even people with apartments here, so they had food in their fridge from March 2020. They had food in their fridge from January 2020, from December 2019. And they couldn't go in. And one person told me that they just came back now. They got the Yeshur. And they came in. They were granted entry. And they came in and their apartment stunk. I mean, it just smelled. You couldn't believe. And they realized right away. That's a house without any inhabitants. That could be the most beautiful house, but you walk in, it stinks because no one's cleaned it since before the pandemic. If you don't have maintenance, if you don't have upkeep, if you don't have care, and people taking care of something, and people, inhabitants in a world to take care of it, then you've got nothing essentially. And it's no coincidence for the cherry on top to finish an idea within this entire shiur of creation of the world through the prism of Torah. Don't worry, we have a lot left. It's no coincidence that, I wouldn't say one of the first psukim in the Torah, but it's in Parshas Bereishis. Once the 6 days of creation, and then the seventh, right, that creative, very chutzvedik, but creative t-shirt by the An1 brand, God rested on the seventh because he played me on the sixth. So it's cute, it's great. It's extremely chutzvedik and gaivedik, but I laughed when I first saw it as a, you know, as a 15-year-old. God rested on the seventh because he played me on the sixth. But right after that, right after Sheshes Mei Bereishis, and then by Yechudu HaShemayim Va'aretz, Shabbos Kodesh, about half a dozen psukim later, we're told that we're put in Gan Eden, Le'ovda U'Leshamra, to work it, to cultivate it, to guard it, to serve the earth, to work the earth. Adam La'omel Yulad, a man is created to put in effort, to put in work. That's why it's no coincidence that at the very beginning of creation, after all the days are created, we're told that we have to not only be in the world, it's not just about being, but it's about creating ourselves and guarding the world, preserving the world. Good. So that's the idea. You can have binyan sukkah, you can have yeshiva of a sukkah, but what's the most important thing on sukkahs? The Ushpizin. Physical Ushpizin and the Ushpizin of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Whoever you're having first night dinner and first day lunch for the Sudas Yontif, and then the actual commemoration of Tivu Tivu Ushpizin Elayin, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, etc. Next. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, tells us the Asara Ma'amaros Nivra Ha'olam. The world wasn't just created with what we discussed with the pre-discussion between all of the Midos, Chesed, and Emes, as we explained in depth. But the world, excuse me, was created with 10 statements. The easy way to tell what the 10 statements are, and we're going to go through all of them very quickly, it's every time Hashem said a statement where the Pasuk says, Vayomer. So even though there are only 9 times, for those who know Chumash very well, even though there are really 9 times, Vayomer Elokim, and obviously the difference between Hashem and Elokim, we spoke about that a little bit in Poland Friday night with the Los Asays, the Asays, and then we being the Tosefes Shabbos, the Kiyum and the Tosefes. I'm sure you all remember that Dvar Torah, but it goes beyond that because it's here it's the 9 times where Hashem worked through Midas Hadin. And even through Midas Hadin, he created the world with Rachman. What an amazing Ribono Shalom we have, who created the world, even with, if Elohim represents Din, he created the world through Din, but with these 10 utterances. The opening statement of Bereishis is not a Vayomer Elohim, obviously, but that was also done through a creative utterance. As it says, the Pasuk in Tehillim tells us, do you have this on your sheet? I don't think you do. The Pasuk in Tehillim tells us, in Tehillim Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Vav, Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Naasu Uvruach Piv Kol Tzva'am. Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Naasu, that the heavens were created through just the dibor, the davar, the thing, but the dibor, the speech, the utterance of Hashem. By the word of Hashem, the heavens were made. Specifically, the Asara Mamaros, if you want to take down the list, the Asara Mamaros are Vayomer Elokim Yihior, Vayihior, the creation of darkness and light, or light and darkness, and there are many who say that Dafka, in this instance, we see that there's a whole machlokas, whether darkness is the absence of light, or whether it was an actual creation, because Choshech is mentioned. So how could you say the Choshech is just the absence of light when you shut the light off in a room, whether it's daytime or nighttime, it doesn't make a difference. So the lights are dimmed. I'm not getting into some deep philosophy, I'm just explaining things that people think are deep in a very clear way. That you shut the lights off in a room, so people think, well, that's the absence of light. It's not really. And the easiest way to see this is by Hanukkah. When you combine light with darkness, right? Shraga betara miyahani, or mayahani, right? If you were going to light fire, shraga, you were going to light fire during the day, betara, in the clear day, so miyahani, it wouldn't benefit anyone. So you shut the lights off. Or you wait until Tzeisa Kochav and you light. Or Minog Yerushalayim is we light at Shkia. In Minog America, like Ronald Cutler, is to wait 25 minutes in Teaneck and in New Rochelle and everywhere else. So they wait, Silver Spring, everywhere. They wait 25 minutes after Shkia. So then it's Vadai Laila. But it's not just that nighttime is just the absence of light. It's its own entity, and that you see from Briyasa Olam. The second is Vayomer Elokim Yehira Kiyah B'Soch Hamayim V'Hi Me'Avdil B'Mayim L'Mayim. The third is Vayomer Elokim Yikavu Hamayim. Yikavu, by the way, is Lashon Mikvah. Where do you think that they get the term Hilchos Mikvos? Mikvos is one of the last Masechtas in Shas Mishnayos. Yet it was one of the first things referenced when it comes to Yikavu is Milashon Mikvah. Interesting. The fourth is Vayomer Elokim Tachei Haaretz Deshe, vegetation. The fifth is Vayomer Elokim Yehima Oros Birkiyah Shamayim, the lights in the sky, the sun and the moon. And that conversation, Chulin Daf Samech, which is the first makor in the 41st topic, out of 40 topics. I'm not going into that right now. We'll keep that surprise for June. But we'll save it for June. Good. We'll speak in codes. It'll be a secret. And we'll save it for June. Very good. Right, Ellie? You're maskim? Good. That's the 41st topic. What? I thought there were only 40 topics. There are, but ... We'll keep it for June. We're not going to talk about it. But anyway, fine. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Maros Mir Kiyah Shamayim V'Yi, right? Vayomer Elokim Yishvetzu Hamayim is number 6. Number 7 is Totzei Haaretz Deshe. Number 8 is Na'aseh Adam Etzalmenu Kidmusenu. 9 is Eselo Ezer Kinegdo. And the 10th is Bereshis Bara Elokim Esa Shamayim V'Yi Esa Haaretz. The follow-up question is, what does this mean that Bereshis counts as one of the Mamaros? This is a key question, because it's the only one that's not Vayomer Elokim. And we said that the Asar Mamaros, Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis, is telling us that Vayomer Elokim is the code phrase for the Asar Mamaros. So how could Bereshis count as one of the Mamaros? So this is the concept, get this down, because it could be you don't know this. Could be you don't know the other things also that we mentioned, but this is a unique idea. This is the concept known as Hashem creating many worlds before He created our world. Before what we call planet Earth, before what we call the solar system. He created, before Neptune and Venus and Mars and everything, He created many worlds before our world. And the obvious follow-up question is, how do we understand this? So this is a machlokes between Rashi and the Targum. Rashi explains that Bereshis Bara means that in the beginning, before Hashem created both heaven and earth, Hashem created Tohu Vavohu. It's not just that He's going to, if you're Mekayim the Mitzvot, great, as the Gemara says, and if not, Achzir Osam L'Tohu Vavohu. He's going to throw you back into emptiness and nothingness. No. Again, Tohu Vavohu is matter. That's Yesh Me'ayin. Hashem creating something from nothing. It was from that matter, follow me, it was from that matter that Hashem formed in six subsequent days, heaven and earth. That's Rashi. Hashem created Tohu Vavohu, which is matter, that's Yesh Me'ayin. And the Targum, based on Rabbi Abou, disagrees. Says the Targum, Bereshis Bara means that in the very beginning, Hashem created matter, Yesh Me'ayin, and from this, He made many worlds. From that matter, He made many worlds and destroyed all of those worlds. These worlds, as much as we know from Divrei Chazal, these worlds had physical and spiritual life. What we call Shamayim and Aretz. There was an element of Shamayim and an element of Aretz, an element of Eretz. But then there was Tohu Vavohu that sort of rocked that whole existence. There was Tohu Vavohu when these worlds were destroyed and reverted back into formless matter. Then Hashem created our world from that formless matter. That's the first half of Shir. Here comes the second half of Shir. Pasuk tells us later in Parshas Bereishis Again, creation of the world through the prism of Torah. Pasuk tells us, you have in front of you, in the fourth of the Makoros, Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam Biyom Baro Elokim Adam Bet Musa Elokim Asa Uso. This is the Sefer of the generations of man. Comes the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Hei, because we know that Torah Shvichsav without Torah Shval Peh would be a closed book. That we learned in Elul, in 5,000 years of Torah history. Right? Look back at your notes, go on Y Torah and listen to the recording. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Hei Amud Aleph asked the question, did Adam HaRishon actually have a physical Sefer? What does that mean, Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam? Is it just an account of something that's memorized? Or is it an actual Sefer? So the answer is no. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam each generation, door v'dorshav, many years in advance, and each generation's Talmid HaChachamim, many years in advance. It's to that that the Gemara in Bava Metzia on Daf Pehei Amud Beis at the bottom tells us, you have this, L'didi Chazi Li Sifra D'Adam HaRishon, I saw the Sefer of Adam HaRishon. One of the Chachamim said, particularly Rabbi Yishmael says at the very bottom of Bava Metzia Pehei Amud Beis, I saw the Sefer of Adam, and it said, I am called a Chacham, not a Rebbe, and the Sefer itself says, I will heal you, Rebbe. Shmuel was Rebbe's doctor. Uchsiv be Shmuel, Yarchina Chakim Yiskari, v'Rebbe lo Yiskari, v'asu the Rebbe al Yada. Comes the Yerushalmi in Nedarim, Perek Tes Halachadal. We know that the Yerushalmi is broken up into Prakim and Halachos. The Yerushalmi in Perek Tes Halachadal explains that the Sefer of Adam HaRishon was just one thing. This is the machlokis of what the Sefer of Toldos Adam is. One says that it's Pshuto K'mashmo. One interpretation is that it was the generations of Adam HaRishon, and that's what Pashup Shat in Parshas Bereishis is. That's why the second half of Parshas Bereishis, through Chamishi, Shishi, and Shvi, are all of the Toldos Adam. The other says, no, it's a reference to healing the world. And the third interpretation is, the Yerushalmi in Nedarim, Tess Dalit, explains that the Sefer of Adam HaRishon was the teaching of V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Just the teaching of my son Ilach, L'chaver chalosafi. What's hated to your friend, what your friend hates, or what's hated to you, what you don't like, don't do to your friend. Put yourself in your friend's shoes. That's what it means when we're told of Rabbi Akiva, V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, zek klal gadol batorah, from Parshas Kedoshim. V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, of course, comes from Parshas Kedoshim, from Vayikra Yates. This is a statement Rabbi Akiva combined with Ben Azai. Combined with Ben Azai, so then what exactly are they referring to? I always understood it as just Rabbi Akiva. What exactly are they referring to if it's combined with Ben Azai? So they are together referring to the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, where I played a little bit of spoiler because I said that the Gemara says in Aramaic, my desani lach, what you hate, what you don't like, whether in Midos or in other things, don't do to your friend. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amed Aleph, tells us when a certain non-Jew came before Hillel and asked Hillel to teach him Kol HaTorah Kula, all of Torah on one foot, Hillel responds, whatever is hateful to you, don't do to your friend. My desani lach, l'chaver cholosafid. That's the entire Torah. And Hillel leaves it at that. The intent of Hillel's response was to say, the same way that you want people to obey your directives, you should observe Hashem's commandments. Which is not Yonah, what the Gemara says. The Gemara just says, reflexive of you and your friend. What's hated to you, what you don't like in terms of midos, if you don't like when the door is shut in your face, hold the door open for your friend. Lefnim mishur asadin, hold the door open before he even expects it to be open. That's how you build midos tovos within yourself, without having to be asked. But they go one step further. It's not just between you and your friend. It's not just interpersonal, bein adam l'chaveiro. It's bein adam l'chaveiro, and this is such a deep point. But we'll say it quickly, just in the interest of time. Your bein adam l'chaveiro should lead you to shmiras hamitzvos bein adam l'makom. Ethical refinement between you and your friend. This is exactly what they're saying. Ethical refinement, refining the way that you behave, man to his fellow, leads you to Do a better kiyum of Achilas Matzah on Pesach. Do a better kiyum of Adlakas Ner Chanukah. Do a better kiyum of Kriyas Megillah on Purim. All the Doraisas and Drabanans. Notice how I threw in two Drabanans. Tkiya Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Everything. It refines you holistically. And that's what that means. It's difficult for Rabbi Akiva to say that and to say that one must love his fellow like himself. If it was also Rabbi Akiva who says, the Gemara in Bav Metzia, get this down, the Gemara in Bav Metzia, which I don't know if you have in front of you, it's not important. The Gemara in Bav Metzia, Daf Samech Beis, tells us, Chayecha Kodmin. When God forbid you need to choose, that's what they say on the planes, on flights, first take care of yourself, and then, what do you think they got that from? Thin air? Chazal. Istako be'oraisa ubara alma be'oraisa Torah Shmichsav and Bav Metzia and Torah Shmalpeh. Chayecha Kodmin. Save yourself first. Chayecha Kodmin l'chayech avercha Bav Metzia Samech Beis Amad Aleph. It's for this reason that we explained Rabbi Akiva to mean Ahava in this case be'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Ahava in this case is really hiding hate. Concealing hate. Then as I add to Rabbi Akiva that according to Rabbi Akiva, one who doesn't have self-respect does not have the commandment to honor others. If you are so devoid of self-respect and you don't even have any of it, so okay, you don't have the mitzvah of kibud ben adam l'chavero. To address this issue, we say, Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam bidmus elokim asa uso. What's the rest of that pasuk, Tani? Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam bidmus elokim, the end of the pasuk. Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam biyom baro elokim adam. Bidmus Elokim Asa Oso. No mistake. That one has the right, sorry, one has no right. One has no right to disgrace and degrade his friend in the honor of Hashem just because he doesn't have self-respect. How do we know this? From the full pasuk, Bidmus Elokim Asa Oso. He was created in God's image. Interacting with your friend leads you and comes from the fact, leads you to do mitzvos, deoraisa and drabana, then adam l'makom, but it also comes from the fact that you are a chelek elokam imal. You were created in God's image. So everything comes full circle. The last part of today's shiur, I want to speak about something that many people find unclear, because I've heard this question over and over every year. So let's attack it. Did the avos keep the entire Torah? And how do you understand certain, what we would call inconsistencies with Shmiras HaMitzvos among the Avos? So did the Avos keep the entire Torah? This is part of creation of the world through the prism of Torah. So the Chumash records obvious contradictions. Violating mitzvos, for example, Yaakov marrying two sisters in my own Bar Mitzvah Parsha. Avram serving Basa Mechalav in next week's Parsha. Certain mitzvos not applying yet. Zechiras HaMalek. Ksiva Sefer Torah, separating Trumas and Meiser was Parshas Korah. So again, Zechira Samalek, or Milchema Samalek Parshas Peshalach, Zechira Samalek Parshas Kiseitze, Ksiva Sefer Torah Parshas Vayelach, this all happened much later on. Right? And no separating Trumas and Meiser was Parshas Korah because there were no Kohanim and Levim yet. Comes the Gemara in Yuma, which is a central Gemara, Yoma. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis, in the third parak Amar Lahem Hamamuna, the Gemara has a little bit of Agarta from Sefer Bereishis, addressing the Avos, and addressing whether they kept the entire Torah. Comes the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis, which you have in the last of your Makoros, and says that Avram kept the entire Torah. Avram kept the entire Torah. Rabba adds, even mitzvos to Rabbanu. And it quotes the Pasuk in Parshas Toldos, Ikev Asher Shema Avraham Bekoliv Ayishmor Mishvarti Mitzosai Chukosai V'sorosai. So we have that. That's Rabba. Rav Simi Bar Chia explains that Avram only kept the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach and what he was given in this week's Parsha and the Mitzvah of Bris Milah. Nearly all Mefarshim hold that he only kept the Mitzvos that made sense for him. That's one approach. We're going to go through a bunch of approaches. That's one approach. He only kept the mitzvos that made sense for him. Made sense for him to keep. only those relevant for that time. So he was given bris milah and lech lecha. He kept the mitzvah of milah and passed it on. In fact, in next week's parsha, we learn in Chamishi, in Parachaf Aleph of Genesis, we learn that Yitzchak got a milah. We learn later in the parsha that Yishmael got a milah. In our parsha. Only those relevant for that time. It's not literal that he kept all drabanans. However, we have a very cryptic statement. Kiyem Avram Avinu kol haTorah kula va'afilu erev tashiwin. And the question is, what does that mean? But really, getting to the core of the question, it means, if we've said that Avram Avinu kept all of Torah, what does it mean va'afilu erev tashiwin? Erev tashiwin should be included. Erev tashiwin should have been included. So what does that mean va'afilu erev tashiwin? Comes the Gemara in Beitza, Daf Tes Vavam in Beis, where the sugya in Shas of Erev Tavshilin appears. Those who did Daf Yomi only a couple weeks ago, first of all, Hatzlacha Rabban, beginning Maseches Rosh Hashanah. But those who did Beitza, you know it from Perek Yom Tov, from the second Perek of Maseches Beitza. The Gemara in Beitza, Daf Tes Vavam in Beis, tells us, one may not cook from Yontif to Shabbos unless you make an Erev Tavshilin. You set aside a cooked dish, mi ba'od yom. Comes the Gemara in Pesachim. Follow me here because it's going to be clear and quick. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, 46b, tells us, the Gemara in Pesachim tells us, the rationale is, the reason why you have to make an Erev Tavshilin is because, Hoil Umikli Le Orchim. Since guests will arrive, since guests will come, you have to make an extra cooked dish. You have to set aside another dish. Not just a halachic statement, but a social statement. You have to worry, you have to be concerned for, and you have to be excited for potentially or even practically, eventually hosting a guest. That a guest might come. That's why we can somehow label this as cooking for today, and therefore it's mutter. That was Avram's mitzvah, Hachnasas Orchim. No coincidence, only a cut incidence, right? Hashem's running everything. There's no coincidence. The fact that Avram's mitzvah par excellence, the paradigmatic mitzvah for Avram Avinu, was Hachnasas Orchim, and that's Kiyem Avram Avinu, Va'afilu Erev Tavshilin, out of all mitzvahs, Va'afilu goes on the Erev Tavshilin. No coincidence. We're not doing magic tricks here in 5,000 years. We're not. We're explaining the Torah clearly from behind the scenes. Out of all mitzvos, Erev Tavshilin, that's what it means. When the Gemara in Pesachim says, Hoil Umikli Le'orchim, some of my favorite drushos of my own that I hear from others, are when you combine Halacha and Agada. You start with Makoros and Shas and you bring it to Drush. Since guests might come, we can somehow label this as cooking for today. That was Avram's mitzvah, Hachnosis Orchim. That's what it means. The pasuk tells us in Parshas Toldos, Bereishis Perachav Vav Pasukei, Eikev Asher Shama Avraham Dekoli Vayishmor Mishmati Mitzosai Chukosai Vesorosai. Rashi says, get this Rashi down. Yes, the Avos kept the entire Torah, but Rashi's the only Mefarish. Rashi's the only Rishon on Chumash, the only commentary who holds this. On the other side of the argument is the Rashbam, the Chizkuni, the Ibn Ezra, the Radak, the Ramban, the Svarno, I'll repeat that, the Rashbam, the Chizkuni, the Ibn Ezra, the Radak, the Ramban, and the Svarno. All explain the Pasuk as referring to the mitzvos that Hashem explicitly commanded Avram, like Bris Milah, like the Akedah, like Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and like the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. It is widely accepted, there's another approach, it is widely accepted that the Avos did not observe the mitzvos in the same way that we observe them. They did not put on tefillin in the same way that we put on tefillin. They did not shake Lulavan Esrog on Sukkot. They did not eat matzah on Pesach. They definitely did not do the drabanans. They did not light Neros Chanukah on Chanukah. They did not lay the Megillah on Purim. But they might have learned the halachos of the Yontif. They might have learned the actual dinim. They might have opened up Ke'ilu, or learned about the concepts without a Shulchan Aruch in front of them, because it was before the Shulchan Aruch was created, obviously, even before the Torah was given. since they were Nevi'im and had Ruach HaKodesh. And that's really the answer to our question. How do you resolve all of this? All this inconsistency, some of the stiros, some of the contradictions. It's because they were Nevi'im and had Ruach HaKodesh. So you can explain it any number of ways. We've explained it clearly. To support the fact that they knew about mitzvos or events before they happened, Yetzias Mitzrayim is the best example. Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned in Parshas Lech Lecha, so you can't say that they didn't know about anything. They knew about certain events. In addition to the fact that they had Ruach HaKodesh, in addition to the fact that they were Nevi'im. Take Yetzias Mitzrayim as an example. Avram is told about explicitly in Bereishis Perek Tezvav Pasuk Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet in Parshas Lech Lecha. The Gamas Hagoy Asher Yavodu Don Anochi V'Achrechem Yetzu V'Rechush Gadol. Avram Avinu is told about Yetzias Mitzrayim happening years later. Another example is the fact that we see the Avos separating Trumos and Maisros and bringing Karbanos to Hashem. We even see Noach before the first Jew. We see someone bringing Karbanos to Hashem. The Rambam holds that Avram Avinu kept all of the mitzvos. How is that understood? That could be understood logically based on observing the world. He saw the world. He saw what was going to be, again, Ruach HaKodesh, and he observed whatever he was able to observe. We close with two statements. One is Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Rav Chaim Volozhiner tells us that Yaakov was allowed to marry two sisters simply because it gave birth to the future of Klal Yisrael. And anything that gives birth to the future of Klal Yisrael, it gave birth to the Shiftei Ka. It gave birth to the 12 Shvatim. And simply because it did that, and only with air quotes, it did a lot more obviously from doing that, but only that, that was a major tikkun. Anything that fixed the world, that advanced the world, particularly in terms of progeny, particularly in terms of children and descendants, that was allowed. And an act that wouldn't be allowed nowadays based on Maseches Yevamos and Evin HaEzer would be allowed, was allowed then. In conclusion, I just want to quote Rav Sadia Gaon, Rav Sadia Gaon's monumental Sefer, Emunos Vedeos. Rav Sadia Gaon tells us in the Sefer Emunos Vedeos, and we close with this, that Hashem created the world because He is good and simply because He wants to bestow good upon us. Again, we quoted it before, we'll repeat it again to come full circle and conclude the Shir. Hashem was the one who had our back. Even against He gave the midos of the world, the same midos that we operate by, Tzedek and Shalom, with Tzedek and Emes, Chesed and Emes, Tzedek and Shalom. Because He is good, He with a capital H is good, and He wanted to bestow good upon the people. Again, that mashal of having a sukkah without any uspiza, any guests, having a world without inhabitants. The idea being that He needs the world, and He needs people in the world, in order for the world itself to be good. We'll pick up next week with the 613 mitzvos, and how they were created. I think we're doing two parts. So 613 mitzvos part one, and the following week, 613 mitzvos part two.